Thank you, Brother John. It's good to be at Bond. How many Bond churches we got before they all take off? Everybody from Bond stand. I want to see Bond. Before I forget it, I want to say thank you and I love you. Thank you. I want you to turn with me to the book of Acts. Now, I have preached this at Tunnel Hill, warming it up, working on it, trying to get it straight to bring it to Bond. So I've got some folks here from Tunnel Hill, and they can know where to say amen. So when I get there, just shout it out real big and loud, okay? I want to preach tonight on the church's credentials. The church's credentials. Everybody hear me? What did I say? Now, who's the church? All right. It's time to see if we're carrying the right credentials. Help me preach if you can. Acts chapter 4, verse number 7. Let's all stand. If one stands, let's all stand in unity for the reading of God's word. And when they had set them in the midst, they asked, "By what power or by what name have you done this?" The church's credentials. It's all in a name. Shall we pray? Father, thank you. We ask for your grace. You know that I need it, and I am in great need of it. So we ask you, Father, to favor us that we may be a blessing to your people. Would you help us and stand by us as you promised to do? And we will thank you for it in Jesus' name. The church said, amen. These quizzes were not just by people on the street. They were by religious leaders, Jewish religious leaders. They were very upset because the apostles were preaching the message of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. It is an upsetting thing when you don't want it preached and somebody has the anointing and the power and the boldness to do it. It was brought about by the healing of a lame beggar. And the message was confirmed by 5,000 new converts being added to the church. It's one thing to preach. It's another thing to have your preaching confirmed. We have made preaching a business, and it's not a business. It's a calling. And we're obligated to be faithful to that call. So these men are brought in, and they looked at them, and they decided that there was not anyone there that was smart enough to outsmart them, because they were ignorant and unlearned men, fishermen. But yet there was something peculiar about them, because they didn't know what to do to stop them. They knew they were not qualified, so they were asking for credentials, but they didn't know how to stop them. It's always been that way with holiness folks. We leave people in amazement because they know we're not smart, but we're smart enough not to stop. Can anybody say amen?
Amen.
It's the continual hammer on the anvil. It's the continual pouring hot lead down the hole. It's the continual emphasis of you must be born again. It's the continual emphasis of clean living. It gets to be to where holiness folks grit their teeth because we are so repetitious in what we believe. But do you know the only way to purify doctrine is to preach it? Until we're ready to preach what we believe and put it out in front of people, we'll never have a perfect doctrine. So therefore, preaching perfects doctrine. Amen. You hear it. I preach it. I listen to it. And therefore, we get it perfected. Now, some folks don't like that. Oh, get very upset about it. To tell them once or twice you can't do that is almost an insult. I wonder what kind of credentials you're carrying. You see, this first they arrested Peter and John as they taught in the temple. Then he tried to intimidate them with a question. By what power? They were in the power. They had the authority. They knew that they hadn't. So there was some other power, some other authority. Or by what name have you done this? That's what they asked them. What are you doing? We didn't sign your permit. What are you doing? We told you not to speak again in that name. What are you doing? And it is that. They were just asking a simple question. Where are your credentials? Show us who has authorized this kind of preaching. Show us who authorized that kind of a miracle. We need to look at your credentials. And that's the world today. We're always causing a disturbance. We're always trying to make people better. We're always demanding that they get rid of sin. And sometimes they sit out there, like you said tonight, and they say, who gave you that power? And who gave you that authority? Well, that's a question that's quite old. And it still has the same authentic ring to it. There is credentials for the church. Amen. Peter's answer is recorded in Acts 4 and 10. It's just right here. This is our credentials. It's all wrapped up in the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Be it known unto you all and to all the people of Israel that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom ye crucified and whom God raised from the dead, even by him doth this man stand here before you whole. Not patched up. Not limping. Not in rehabilitation. Not taking therapy. The word is W-H-O-L-E. Whole. That means nothing wrong with him. Now when you can go from a cripple from birth, and in a brief 5 minute span at the most, and become completely whole, it's an eye opener. It's an eye opener. Somebody just done something. Something has just happened out of the ordinary. A cripple that was born that way has went from infirmities and a crippling that has kept him as a beggar all the days of his life. Within a few minutes time, he is up and will never be a beggar again. He is on his feet, never to limp again. He is whole. If I could preach something at Bond this year, I would like to preach something that makes somebody whole. Body, soul, and spirit, whole. Not feeling better, whole. Not hoping to get better, but whole. There is credentials that proceed from this Jesus of Nazareth that can make people whole. You see, that flowing power that came from that empty tomb is still available. if the Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead dwell in you, it shall, what's that word? Quicken. Oh, you know, see, you're sitting there. You're sitting there full of the Holy Ghost. You're sitting there full of the Holy Ghost. You're sitting there full of the Holy Ghost, right? You tell everybody, I'm one of them. But where is the credentials? We have said until we have blurred the name that signed the card. We need to come back distinctly to that power that gives us the right to preach. By the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. That's the name. That's the credential. By the name. By the name. Come on, somebody out there, help me preach. By the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom ye crucified, whom God raised from the dead, even by him doth this man stand here before you whole. Credentials? We have them. All the authority we all will ever need, we got it. We have a living Savior that when he got up out of the tomb, made one statement that we all struggle to live up to. All power. I don't know what that means. That's where I struggle. All power. And I just don't know just how much power that is, but it's all power. All power is given unto me, not me, him. Jesus Christ of Nazareth has all power. Where? Where are these credentials recognized? All power that is in heaven. So these credentials stand good, bona fide in heaven and on earth. No matter where you go, these credentials are bona fide credentials, for the name of Jesus will work in any language, any tongue, any clime, any people. Won't it do it? Are you going to help me preach? You see, credentials, we got them. We've got them. You know we got it. Amen. If I could bring Brother Gabbert back out here and quiz him, he could start, if we could go back into his ministry, he could start and tell you how many times he's pulled those credentials out in a bad time and God had come through. Am I right? I heard of an incident with Davy. Busted his leg, knocked his kneecap plumb around behind his leg, and over there in the name of Jesus, without a hospital ETM, without any morphine to kill the pain, just the name of Jesus out in the woods, and the credentials was recognized immediately. Same day, right? Am I right? Same day. Walked away from it. Hear that? Credentials. Not because Brother Gabbert has power. Not because Brother Davy has power. It's because we're card packers. I belong to that group. I don't know about you, but I'm not ashamed of it. I belong to that group. I'm not ashamed of it at all. I belong to that tongue talking. Devil casting out. Laying on hands and getting people healed. I believe in that. I belong to that group. I've cast my lot with that group. I am a card packer. Amen. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, I'm a card packer. Holiness, I'm a card packer. You're not listening to me, are you? And you're not helping me preach. But you see, there's a lack of it. For it's not just for preachers. If we could just start talking about preachers, there'd be no end. But it's not for preachers only. Anybody can enroll. In fact, God is waiting for you to come and ask so that He can enroll you and give you these credentials. You can walk boldly with them. Amen. That name's a healing name. How many know that? Can you say amen? It's a healing name. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. A mere fisherman said that to a man who could not walk. A mere fisherman without education said that to a man who could in no wise respond. But he said, the connection between me and you is the name. I have been ordained. Jesus called me. Jesus commissioned me and told me to go and heal the sick wherever I found them. Did he not do it? Are y'all going to have church tonight? Everybody. Mamas have long carried the card when daddy didn't even want it. Because they knew they needed it. The midnight hour. They'd pull the card out on the devil. Issue a warrant for his arrest and then put him out of the house. You do have power over all power of the enemy. Anybody out there know what I'm talking about? God gave you power, power, power over all. Over all. Not just the little ones, over all. Amen. You see, it is in this name that we should hold our ground. It's in this name that we should do everything that we're doing. Because no other name could have helped this helpless man. No other name could have ever put those joints back together. No other name could have ever got his attention and held it long enough. For all Peter said is, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. The story is that he grabbed him. How many know holiness people and holiness preachers will grab you? They'll grab you right by the head. They'll grab you anywhere. They'll grab you because they know it's going to happen. Peter was no doubt in Peter's mind that if he got this guy up, this guy was going to walk. His credentials stood behind the miracle. The name gave him all authority. Oh, you're not listening to me. The name of Jesus. All it took was just grabbing him. And when the man stood, he just didn't stop. He leaped. Now, how do you go from that position to a leaping position? The power's in the name. The power's in the name. The credential of the church is not that we can stand them up. The credential of the church is we have power. And that power is in a name. And once that name is spoken, God will honor it. For Jesus said, whatsoever you ask the Father in my name, he will give it you. Do you think Peter went ignorant or fishing on that morning when Jesus said that? No. He believed that.
Do you believe it? Do you believe that in the name of Jesus, there is miracle working power? Do you believe it? If you believe it, then we ought to shout because this mighty army can go undefeated. Oh, hallelujah. Come on, Holy Ghost, and help me here. You see, there's no other name. There's no other name. No other name. You won't find it. You won't find it in this Bible. There's no other name. Moses has a great name. Lawgiver. It will not heal the sick. Elijah has a great name, prophet of fire, but it will not heal the sick. Our pastor has a great name, but it will not heal the sick. You've got a clean name, but it won't heal the sick. But you take a pure heart with the right commission, and you say the name of Jesus, and all heaven comes down with power! Power to save! Not only did this young man get new ankles, he got a new heart. How do I know he got a new heart? When he was standing, Peter, before the council, that young man was standing right there with him. He said, you see him? You see his wholeness? That happened because Jesus got up. You see that wholeness? That happened because Jesus went up. You see that wholeness? That happened because the Holy Ghost come down. Hallelujah. Jesus got up. Jesus went up. And the Holy Ghost came down. I'm about to feel my helper here. Glory be to God. I said, Jesus got up. Then Jesus went up. And the Holy Ghost came down. And when the Holy Ghost came down, he had cards to pass out. He came in to give power. After you receive the Holy Ghost, you shall receive power. Now let's talk in tongues. Now let's run around the building. But when you stop talking in tongues and you stop running, jumping, and doing all that you do, I want to read your card. I want to know who signed it. Because a lot of you are just running in yourself, walking by yourself, preaching your own gospel. You don't want to answer to nobody. You don't want to answer to nobody. You just want to be freelance. But I tell you what, my friend, if you're going to be in this army, you're going to answer to somebody, because everybody's got a right to ask you to see your card. Who signed your card? Wasn't the Church of God of Cleveland? And it wasn't the Assemblies of God of Springfield? No. No. I'm a bona fide, born again child of God. Before I knew there's a Church of God, I was a bona fide, born again child of God. Before I ever knew there was an Assembly of God, I was a born again, bona fide child of God. Before I ever knew about independent holiness people, I was a bona fide, Holy Ghost, feel far, child of God. That's where it starts. You got to be born again. That's where it's got to start. You can't just slip in church. You can't just move up in church. You can't just politic your way through church. You've got to be born again. For the minute that you're born again, your name is written on the Lamb's Book of Life. And God's got a plan for your life. Woo. The name of Jesus turned this man's life around. I stand here a preacher tonight, not because my mommy called me and my daddy sent me. I didn't want to be a preacher. I'd run from being a preacher. I acted like the devil to keep from being thought about that I might be a preacher. But here I stand because God had a will. How many know God's got a will for your life? God's got a purpose for your life. You say, but you don't know where I come from. I don't know where you're coming from, but I know where you're going. And you can't get there without God. You couldn't have even got started without God. Don't talk to me about your past. Your past ended when your name was written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Don't talk about your mistake. Your mistake was blood washed. Don't talk about how you can't. He's here to make sure you can. Don't talk about failure. He's here to promote victory. The Holy Ghost is here to help us in our weakness. He is made strong. Oh, glory to God. Bond, are you sitting on me? God love your heart. Come on, throw a songbook up in the air. You girls back here, wave your hand. Raise your hands up back here. Wave them at me. Let me know you're on my side. Come on. Come on, wave your hand. That's it. Wave your hand. Don't let these people intimidate you. I was here with you before I was ever here with them. That's right. Before there was ever a tabernacle, there was a little bond church. That's where I cut my teeth at. That's where I got adopted at. So don't back up on me now. I need you. I need you to holler the name of Jesus. Oh, come on. Just say the name of Jesus. You see, we sit here with a name that can unlock the power of heaven and we don't even use it. What card have you got? Whose signature is on that? Some superintendent? You don't need a superintendent. You need the chief shepherd and the bishop of your soul. You need the name of Jesus. Just before Jesus went forth and saw that great multitude, the Bible talks about and was moved with compassion towards them. And he healed their sick. Jesus saw them. Jesus moved by them. And he healed them. He saw them. They moved him. And he healed them. You get it? Here we are full of the Holy Ghost. What are we seeing? In this service tonight, what do you see? Just another sermon? Just another preacher? What do you see? What happened to us? No wonder the book of Revelation said, I've got eye salve. That guy that signed our card said, I got eye salve so that you can see. When you can't see, now you need some eye salve. When you can't see the white of the harvest, when you can't see the pain in somebody's face, when you can't feel the hurt in somebody's soul, we need somebody to do something for us. Because the guy in front leading this army, when he saw them, it moved him. The Greek said it literally, he shook for a moment. He shook when he saw them. For he saw them as a sheep, without a shepherd. And he said, this will never work. They're sick. They need a healer. He stepped up and healed. They needed teaching. He became a teacher. Whatever they needed, that's what he become. He become whatever they had need of. And that's what he is tonight. Anything that you need, that's what he becomes. I'm a story. 8 years. And yes, 8 years in a bed. Acts 9:34. Ananias, listen to this fisherman. Ananias, Jesus Christ, maketh thee whole. Arise. Make thy bed. You know what the scripture said? And immediately he arose. Did you get it? Peter didn't say, I'm here with this power. I've got a ministry. I've got the gifts. You're to watch me. Man, I've got, you ought to just know if it's going to happen, it's going to happen to me. He didn't even mention him. He just said, Ananias, Jesus Christ maketh thee whole. Rise and make thy bed. And the Bible said something happened. For a man in bed 8 years can't walk. A man in bed 8 years can't talk. A man in that bed 8 years has lost his life. But hear one name. One name put an immediacy to it. Just the name of Jesus. Just the name of Jesus Christ. And 8 years of sickness disappeared like the sun rays in the fog. 8 years past tense. Ananias is on his feet. Ananias is back in church. Ananias is alive. Ananias is well because Jesus Christ has power. It gets better. He went to Peter's house one day. Peter's mother-in-law was sick. You know what the Bible says about that? It said he touched her hand and the fever left her. He just walked by, kept on walking. All of a sudden, pots and pans rattle in the kitchen. She got up. Has he lost his ancient power? I said, has he lost his ancient power? Has the touch of Jesus Christ still have power? How many can say he's touched me? Oh, hallelujah. I don't know how you stand. I don't know how you sat in your pew. If you really mean that, he touched me. I'd be standing up and said, I want a witness for him. I want a witness for him. I'm one of those. I believe in the name of Jesus. There's power. Thank God. There is an answer in that healing name. It's a saving name. How many know that? Anybody out there shout amen? Amen. But it's not only, it's the only saving name. Listen to Peter. He gets bold. Verse 12. Neither is there salvation in any other. For there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Now that makes us all even at the foot of the cross. Because we're all there with one name. What Jesus done for me, Jesus done for you. If Jesus made me get whole from sin, he's not going to let you in when you just keep being weakened because of your sins you won't give up. Now you don't want to talk to me, do you? The name of Jesus is a saving name. It saves from all sin. The blood of Jesus Christ cleanses from all sin. Am I right? Then how can you continue in sin if that name has saved you? That name is a sin stopper. It'll stop an adulterer right in his tracks. It'll stop a fornicator right in his tracks. It'll break up your little affair right now. It'll take the smoke right out of your smoking habit. It'll take tobacco out of your back pocket. It'll take gambling out of your blood, or you're not helping me preach. You know it, don't you? Then where does this sin keep slipping in the holiness church? Where does this sin keep finding that door open in a holiness church? We've all been saved by the same name, the same sacrifice, the same blood, the same life, the same spirit. We have that sameness. Then where are we going insane when we think that we can let sin in and the name of Jesus retain its power? He will not compete against sin. He will not compete in that foot race with your sin. You must quit sinning. You must give up your sinning. You must lay down your sin. You must confess your sin. You must own up to your sin and then walk away from your sin. Then the name of Jesus. Then the name of Jesus. And they that call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Oh, hallelujah. I wish I could help you tonight. This woman at the well, wasn't she something? She must have been a good-looking woman at one time in her life. But I don't know. She must have retained a lot of her beauty through her life. Because if I read right, Brother Gabbard, Pastor Gabbard, excuse me, Pastor Gabbard, if I read right, she had five men. Right? Go call thy husband singular. And I have none. He said, you told the truth there, woman. You told the truth there. You've absolutely spoken the truth there. Because you've had five. Can the name of Jesus avail over a wrecked life like that? Can Jesus get somebody out of the pit like that? She has totally messed her life up. Is there a name anywhere that can get God's attention? Is there a name anywhere that will get God to look on somebody who has messed up like that? Is there a name anywhere? She didn't know it. She said, we're looking for a prophet. We're looking for a Messiah. Jesus said, if you're looking, I want to introduce yourself. I want to introduce myself to you. I am He. Oh, do you know that? I am He. I'm who you're looking for. I've got something that you need. Does it work? That's what I need to know. I that speak unto thee am He. And here He is. Five husbands, and the one she's living with right now is not hers. Is there a name? Is there a hope? Is there something that has the power to pull her up out of that? You see, it didn't say everything that he said. It didn't even tell us the sermon that he preached. It didn't even tell us the outline that he had. We're sort of left. But she knew it. Because the moment that you are let her go because his disciples came, he turned to look at them. And that's all she needed to excuse herself. She didn't want anything to do with them disciples. They didn't know him more than she did. Pentecost hadn't happened. And they didn't think any of those Samaritans could be saved. Oh, you thought I was off, didn't you? They didn't think any of those Samaritans could be saved. So what hope had she with them? So she excused herself. But the thing is strange is she leaves her water pot sitting by the well and she runs to the city and starts. Come. See a man. Singular. Come see a man that told me all that I've ever done. Am I right? And she wasn't mad at him. He had just turned her inside out and she wasn't mad at him. She got her record read in private. Am I right? And the first thing she wants to do is run and tell it. Come see a man. You got to come see this man. And before she was through, the town turned out. Can you see him? Can you see him coming out of the town towards a well? Can you see him? Man after man. has left his work. Man after man has left his sport. Man after man has left whatever he was doing. Nothing now is more important than meeting this man. Meeting this man, they're going to learn a name. They're going to hear about a name. They're going to find out this Jesus of Nazareth is the Messiah. He's going to tell the world about what he can do for them. Even a Samaritan can be saved by the name of Jesus.
She experienced the power of that saving name. Wouldn't you want your children to know it? When's the last time they heard you talking to the head of this great organization and saying, Lord, I refuse to let the devil have him. I ask it in your name. I refuse to let the bottle destroy them. I ask it in your name. I refuse to give them up to dope. I ask it in your name. Oh, hallelujah. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Raise one hand if you know what I'm talking about. I refuse to give my children up to darkness. In your name, Lord. In your name, I'm asking, Father. In the name of Jesus, I'm asking, Father. I'm asking, don't reject that name. Don't reject that name. Don't let this modern day movement of these people that reject that name, they tell you, I'm God. I can speak it. Listen, there is no such card packer that's going to take the place of God. There's no such a person that would ever have a thought that they can speak for God. We plead the name of Jesus so that God will speak. We plead the name of Jesus so that God will move. We plead the name of Jesus so light will come into darkness. Amen. So power come into weakness. So healing will come into sickness. It's a triumphant name. I must hurry. Brother Joey told me if I needed a clock. Triumphant name. I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for that name. The release of Peter and John from prison. The church gathered for prayer. They asked not relief from pressure. They didn't say, make the world leave us alone. They didn't say, Lord, this is too much. They just asked for greater power to witness. They besought God to confirm their preaching with continued miracles by the name of thy holy child, Jesus. And that's just what God did. How many know that's just what God did? Philippians gives us a great challenge. Chapter 2, verses 9 through 11 simply says, wherefore God also hath highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. The devil doesn't come and make a frontal attack anymore. He tries to weaken. He puts books out that says that Jesus had an affair. He has people write. And he puts movies out. He don't make no frontal move now because he's already been rebuffed. He knows he doesn't have power. He can't handle the church head on. So he weakens. He puts people in the pulpit who will say, we shouldn't preach the virgin birth. And we put people in the pulpit who said, Jesus didn't get up. He was just swooned and revived and went off and married Mary Magdalene. Oh, they don't put on a frontal attack like our forefathers had to face. They wrestled with devils. They wrestled with demons. They wrestled with impossibles. But all they had was the name of Jesus. That's all they had. That's all they needed. Can I get an amen? So the devil is still trying to undermine our foundation. He'll tell you that you don't live good enough. He tells you that you stutter too much. He tells you you limp. He tells you that nobody likes you. He just got a long line of stuff he tells you just so he can get you out of commission. He wants you to turn your card in. Do you know there have been preachers that turn their card in? Yeah? They just said, I can't do this no more. I got to go get a job. I got to make some money. And they turn their card in. Oh, doesn't the devil love it? When we take that triumphant name and tuck our head and walk away. He brings it down. Can anybody out there say amen? But Jesus said, I reserved my power for mine hour. He said to his mother, Mary, mine hour is not yet come. He said to her, I have my own schedule. I'll do it. Mine hour is independent from everybody else's hour because I have all power. I don't have to get in a hurry. When it arrives, no man can stop it. No king can stop it. No devil can stop it. When my hour comes, I'll show you. I do have all power. So right now we're just in that valley of decision. We just don't know just exactly how bold to become. But let me tell you about his hour that's coming. Let me show you, if I can, from the scripture, that there will be one day when Jesus will step out in his hour and overwhelm every schedule of man. Everything will stop. Everybody will quit. Everybody will stand. And then everybody will bow. Oh, you didn't hear me, did you? It shall come to pass in the last days that the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established in the top of the mountains and shall be exalted above the hills, and all nations shall flow into it. Wow. All nations into it? That's a reverse. That's like stopping the Mississippi and making it run backward. Because nations are trying to put him out. Trying to drop the name. Am I right? They're trying to flow away from him into their independence. And here it is, a day and an hour, amen, when all nations will stop. Every schedule will stop. Every man's work will stop. Every woman's work shall stop. Every man and his attention will be riveted. Every tongue will be controlled. Every knee will bow. Every tongue will confess that Jesus is Lord. You say, does Jesus retain his power? I just told you he did. The hour is now, the hour of darkness. He's got his hour. He's got to do quickly what he's going to do. He's got a schedule. He's got to meet Jesus face to face. He's got to meet the Lord. He knows it. The devil trembles with the authority of Jesus. He doesn't want nobody to tell him, you're going to hell. He doesn't want to hear. The verdict is already passed. But I want to deliver to the devil a final verdict tonight. You're already guilty. You're already found guilty. You're already sentenced. And you shall be destroyed.
When every king has lost his crown, when every kingdom has turned back to Christ, there will be no other name recognized in this earth, for he shall reign 1,000 years in righteousness. No parliament, no supreme court, no government above him. He shall reign for 1,000 years. Why? Because he has power to do it.
Oh, wish you'd help me preach. We're to carry on in this name till Jesus comes. Listen, let's check your card. Got your Bible? This is where you check your card. Mark 16:19. And these signs shall follow them that believe. Wait a minute. I want you to raise your hand if you claim to be a believer. Hold them up there. Don't be ashamed. Hold them up there. You claim to be a believer. Let's check your credentials. You ready? You gave me permission to do this, didn't you? Are you ready? Huh? Now, we've got them identified. Card packers are believers, not preachers, not prophets, not priests, believers. In my name shall they cast out devils. Your great enemy, your great opponent, they shall have power over him. They shall cast him out. Oh, you're not listening to me, are you? They shall speak with new tongues. Yeah, that's easier. They shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. I believe in that. I do not handle them for sport. I do not handle them for show. But if it had to be done, I think the Holy Ghost could help me like he did Moses. Grab that thing by the tail and make it a rod. Can I get an amen? And if I had to, which I'm not going to, because I'm down to water and lemonade now. So unless somebody slips something in there, I ain't got nothing to worry about. Here it is. But if it does happen to a card packer, it shall not hurt them. To card packers. You're quiet. But let's go on and check some more. They shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. So then after the Lord had spoken unto them, he was received up into heaven and sat on the right hand of God, and they went forth and preached everywhere. Listen, here's a card packer. The Lord working with them and confirming the word with signs following. They didn't do signs. He did. All we got to do is get bona fide again. Get our card up to date, and let him stamp it and renew it. How many would like to have your card renewed tonight? That means you've got to quit being lazy. You've got to quit being stubborn and telling us preachers that I don't need it. Now, I don't know a whole lot, but I do know in the state of Ohio, come September 13th, 2014, if I don't get my license renewed and I get caught on their highways, they're going to give me a ticket and fine me. or driving without a license. So what they're saying is, you need to have a valid driver's license. Am I right? Oh, you're not helping me. I'm closing, but I'm going to come down here because you're not helping me. I don't like it when people sit on me. Now, if you are a concealed and carry person, you're only allowed to do that legally if it is a valid license. Am I right? And then you, if they expire, you have to go renew them. We don't fall out with people over that, do we? No, your hunting license. Up to date. Approved. We didn't want to go hunting. We go get the license, right? Except for poachers. Is that a sin? So we agree with the world in the world's verdict that you must have a valid license to drive. You must have a valid license to carry. You must have a valid license to hunt. Am I right? Go build a house. They will ask you for permits. Am I right? Build a house. I tell you what one man did. He poured a whole basement, solid concrete wall, but didn't get a permit. The city came in and said, sir, you got one thing you can do. He said, all right, I'll pay for my permit. He said, too late. You're going to tear that down and start over with a permit before you begin. And the city made him tear it every bit down because he didn't have a valid permit. Well, we're used to it, but you're just not used to somebody telling you, you need to go to this altar tonight and get refilled with the Holy Ghost. I don't care if you do talk in tongues. I'm talking about until you pray through and know your heart is right with God and speak in tongues, I don't think you're carrying a valid card. In fact, I think you're out there just freeloading and freelancing and doing what you want to do. Why don't you come back under the power of the Holy Ghost? Why don't you come back to the governorship of the Holy Ghost? Why don't we let the Holy Ghost run this church? Why don't we ever one come down and humble ourselves under the hand of God and say to God, it's about time. We've got this many people and no power. I go to a church and it ain't like it used to be. Check your card before you. Because all that ain't what it used to be is your card isn't what it should be. Don't want to take the responsibility, do you? That's why we're where we're at. That's why we have a camp meeting like this. And we have to be intimidated before we even pray. The Holy Ghost speaks and maybe 5% will be moved by it. The rest of us are headed for the concession stand. We don't really care if the church marches triumphant. Listen to the old song. Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war. With the cross of Jesus going on before, Christ the royal master leads against the foe. Forward into battle, see his banner go. Onward then, ye people, join our happy throng. Blend with ours your voices in the triumph song. Glory, laud, and honor unto Christ our King. This through countless ages men and angels sing. Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war, with the cross of Jesus going on before. And he is able. And he is able. And he is able. And he is able. And he is able to do exceeding abundant above all that ye ask or even think. Woo! When did that promise get canceled? When did God say, I will no longer effectively make that work? The reason that it doesn't work is because we have no dreamers. Can you see it? Be a seer for a minute. Can you see it? Can you see that child coming down an altar? Can you see it? He's able to do it. Can you see the power of that drugs being broken? Can you see it? He can do it. Can you see that girl coming back, getting her right mind, putting clothes on, coming back to the altar? If you can see it, he can do it. No, we're not even in business with that. We don't even talk about it. Very few times is it preached to us, simply because we have long ago forgotten the power of that name. Is there anything too hard for God? Is there anything too hard for God? Is there anything impossible with God? Are you sure you're talking about the same one that we serve? Is his name? Sure, now that's who you're talking about. Jesus. My Jesus. Your Jesus. Our Jesus. Are you talking about Jesus? Young boy, young man, can you see yourself doing it? Can you see yourself? Can you see yourself? Can you see yourself in the front of the battle? Can you see yourself? If you can't see it, you're never going to do it. For without a vision, my people perish. Amen. I just got saved. Got saved at Tunnel Hill. Lived on Patton Hill. Saved at Tunnel Hill. Lived on Patton Hill. Man. Nobody knew where Tunnel Hill was, and nobody wanted to know where Patton Hill was. Patton Hill, on top of that little hill, after I got saved, I was a dreamer. I dreamed I was preaching and didn't want to be a preacher. I dreamed I was standing on top of a stump down in a holler, and people were coming all over those little hills, standing around me saying, "Preach." I didn't even know how to preach. Didn't know what to do. I cried. I stood on the stump and cried. And I woke up from my dream crying. Oh God, can that ever be? Is this what you want? I'm not qualified. I have no education. I can't do that. But then he would give me another dream. And there I was on my stump. Here they had come. And I still couldn't preach. I'd wake up crying. And then one night, the Lord put a burden on my heart. My uncle pastored at Tunnel Hill. And I said to my uncle Matt, I said, "Can I say something tonight? Can I say something tonight?" I said, "It's on me. I've fasted 7 days, and can I say something tonight?" I didn't know what to say. You know what I done? You think my preaching has improved? It hasn't from day one. He said, "Sure." You know what I done? I got up there and stood behind the sacred desk and said, "This church has no charity." And you know what the Holy Ghost done? fell in that place. Stood by me. Stood by me when I didn't know what to do and didn't know how to do and didn't know what to say. He stood by me. And from that day to this day, He has stood by me.
Thank you, Lord.
The card comes with a person. The credentials come with a person. I remember being brokenhearted, laying up against a sink in a preacher's house, just crying my eyes out. Didn't know what to do. Nothing was working. People unmoved. Things not getting done. I said, "Oh God, am I even called to preach?" The man come in and spoke in tongues and interpreted and said, "I put my spirit in you. Why doubt?" Rebuked me right there in front of. That's what I needed. Because doubt has been the curse of holiness. Instead of believing the Holy Ghost has all power, instead of believing that the Holy Ghost is just like Jesus, instead of believing that God has ordained that His church be a glorious church without spot, wrinkle, blemish, or any such thing, instead of believing that we can defeat anything, move any mountain, fill any valley, until we can see that we can do it, we won't do it. I'm here tonight, the first night of bond, to challenge us back. Back to Calvary. Back to looking at this person who saved us from our sins. Back to the altar. Back to our knees. Back to the demonstration. I come not with enticing words of men and their wisdom, but with the power and demonstration of the Holy Ghost. And He's not the devotee. And He's here tonight to demonstrate to you the church needs renewal. Who'll be the first? Who'll be the double horse? God waiting for just one man. He'll turn a region upside down. God's waiting on just one woman. And He can turn a church upside down. We talk about revival. I don't doubt, Brother Gabbert. We talk about revival. Revival ain't going to come by talking. Revival's going to come when we come back and say to the Holy Ghost. We come and say to the Holy Ghost, "Oh God, fill me again. Fill me again. Don't let me be anything less than what You want me to be. Come from wherever you are and come join these people at the altar. Come seek the face of our God."